You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Conversation came up yesterday about addictions, but we want to make it clear we're not talking about anything that is a heartbreaking, serious, bad addiction, all right?
No.
We're not looking at drug abuse. No, we're not looking at alcoholism. No, no. We're not looking at that.
We're talking about chips and salsa.
Yes. Yeah, so and one of the reasons this came up is because I was talking about how I think my love affair with peanut butter might have officially crossed over into addiction. And here's how I know. It's because I've gone back to the intermittent fasting. So I can't eat anything until like after 11 a.m. And I've always been spoiled to, first thing in the morning, I'll get myself a scoop of peanut butter and I'll get that protein and it'll kind of power me a little bit. And now it's not like I have the shakes or anything, but I find myself sitting here during the show and we'll get into a commercial break or something and I'll sit back and I'll think, oh man, I sure wish I could have had some of that peanut butter.
Give me some of that peanut butter. Goodness.
So I don't know. That might be an addiction and it's an odd one. And here's another one for you. I think I may be addicted to walking. Because, you know, every day I do either 4 or 5 miles, and that's when I listen to my audiobooks and podcasts and stuff like that. And if there's some day where I can't do that, I know runners know what I'm talking about, because runners get that that addiction going.
So
where
runner's
if there's
high,
a,
right?
Yeah, and if they have a day where they can't do it,
yeah,
they really, like something's not right with their day.
Yeah, it goes for a lot of workouts. I know, like, the gym rats and stuff, you know, you get straight up addicted to going to the gym, and if you don't do it, you do get the shakes, you know?
So I'm going to say my two odd addictions are walking and peanut butter. What do you got for
don't
me?
Don't do it at the same time. Mine are also a little strange. This goes back years and years, and I never really noticed that I do this. I've been converting old VHS movies to digital, and I've come across a lot of Christmases where I was a kid and stuff. I was like, oh my God, I do this. When I get new gifts, I smell them. A lot of times it's mostly clothes. The first thing I do before I even hold it up or look at it or see if I like it, I smell the new clothes. I love what the smell is. I love the smell of plastics and new electronics.
So what are you saying that your addiction is?
Sniffing new products, I guess. I got an iWatch for Father's Day, and I smelled it. I don't know what it is.
What did it smell like?
New plastic, new electronics. I don't know how to explain it, but I get off on that smell. I'm addicted to the smell of new stuff. And then the second is, I really enjoy foot maintenance, and I am addicted to clipping my toenails, making sure my feet are clean. Nicole comments constantly about how soft my feet are. She's like, how do you keep your feet so soft? I said, well, it's foot maintenance, and I don't know what it is. I'm really persnickety about my feet, so I'm addicted to foot maintenance.
Do your manly man friends know that you
they
are
do now.
Such delicate
and
tootsies?
I know they're going to be lining up to feel my feet. So soft and silky and luxurious. I'm telling you, they are really good. And don't you like clipping your toenails?
No.
It's
I do it because I have to.
I don't want
to
say orgasmic, but like when you clip the big toenail, there's something about that. I'm like, yes.
Huh.
I don't know, man. We're all different.
I don't know.
It's not like I'm saving my toenails then. I don't have like a little jar of them or anything.
You do sniff those
I'm
after
not,
you
like,
cut them off?
I'm chewing on them
probably
after.
You like the smell of those too? Weirdo.
Oh, it just feels so good.
You know, wait till you get to my age where
you can't even touch your toes, huh?
Trimming your toenails becomes a real job.
It's fasting because you can't see your toes anymore.
I can't get down there to them.
There you go. There's mine.
Yeah. All right.
Overshare.
Weird addiction. What are you addicted to? We've got walking, peanut butter, toenail clipping.
What's yours?
And something.
Come on.
303-691-1649. You know what we like to do on Fridays. We love to throw the phones open. And the calls this week have been good.
Real good, yeah.
We've been really impressed with the phone action this week. So let's load them up. We don't want any serious addictions. We want the fun addictions. And remember, it doesn't all have to be food. It could be trimming toenails or walking or whatever you're doing. Corey is on the line with us. Hey, Corey, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? Because my phone keeps going in and out.
Oh no.
You're crystal clear right now.
So far, yeah, so good. Move.
You sound sleepy, though.
Yeah.
I'm always sleepy. Let's just ignore that.
You're always sleepy.
You need to take some melatonin and go to bed.
What is it? Maybe need some iron or something?
Drink a glass of milk.
So you're addicted to sleeping? Is that what you're calling to tell us? Or
that would be fun, but no, it's lemon juice.
Lemon juice?
Addicted to lemon juice.
Do you drink it?
It has to be in my water. I have two backup bottles at all times. I have two at work. I have two in the refrigerator right now. One in the cupboard.
Yeah.
I have three at my boyfriend's house just because if I run out, then I'm
That can't be good for your teeth. The acidity is probably rotting your teeth.
I brush them. I'm okay.
You brush them real slow.
Let me ask you. Corey, do you have enough energy to get up and get over to your boyfriend's house? You sound like you're going to collapse.
Or maybe
moment.
You've been at your boyfriend's house too much, and that's why you're sounding a little tired. If you know what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
I was not working lately.
Okay. Corey.
Corey, goodbye.
Hope you have a, go get a nap, and thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thanks. Have a good
day. Okay, yeah, thank you. You have a good day. Wow, she sounded tired.
What a ball of fire. Ah, thank you for calling, though. That's cute.
Jasmine wrote in, she says, I think I'm addicted to Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies. I used to just think they were okay, but a couple of years ago, I bought a few boxes, and when they were gone, I was jonesing. Honestly, get a load of this, Jer. Honestly, these days, I buy about 60 boxes and keep them in the freezer and try to make them last. I even stole a box that was on the counter in the kitchen at my office. So somebody came in and brought a box. She just took it.
Shank that, yeah.
So six. How much are Girl Scout cookie boxes these days? I don't even know.
I don't know. $6? $7?
Is it? She buys 60 each time.
That's a lot of cookies.
$300 or $400 worth of cookies, maybe. You know, I get that. You know, these little things that we just like Gretchen right now is addicted to, and there's no doubt it's an addiction. They're the little mini ice cream sandwiches.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because she says it's just enough. It's not a big overpowering.
Eases your craving. Yeah.
Yeah, but she has to have one every day, and I guess it got to where she was down to just one. She's like, that's fine. There's one left, so I'll go to the store tomorrow. And then when she sat down, her daughter had eaten the last one.
Oh, man.
And I thought it was going to be the end of the world. And I'm like, you've got an addiction going.
Yes,
babe.
You do.
If you're losing it over someone eating the last little mini ice cream sandwich. Our phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What else did you get
so
through Facebook?
So many rolling through on Facebook. So I'm going to try to just roll through a lot of these. Palisade Peaches were mentioned.
Oh, yes.
The Real Housewives shows.
No.
Diet Coke and iced coffee. Yeah.
Together?
I don't know. Try it. what else? Hmm. Coffee. A lot of coffee. Lifesavers Orange Mints. I haven't had those. The TV show 90 Day Fiancé. Kim wrote in, she said, I'm addicted to rubbing cool bed sheets between my fingers. I do it every night before I go to bed. I think about doing it while I'm at work. I'll catch myself thinking about it when I'm driving. I love the feeling. Try it, boys. It's so soothing.
Who's that from?
Kim.
I think I understand what she's talking about.
In between your fingers, and it's the coolness, you know?
Yeah, or have you ever just gotten into bed, whatever, and you run your hand under, you know, between the sheets or whatever?
Yes, and it's nice and cool. It feels good. And
Kim, I kind of
feel you, Kim.
I know what you're talking about.
My wife, Nikki Nacky, just texted me. She says, I'm addicted to using granite cleaner on the kitchen counters. And yes, people, let me tell you what.
What?
She is so addicted to granite cleaner. I will clean the kitchen, clean the counters. They all look great. She's still got to come in and squirt granite cleaner all over everything and make sure they're shiny. She's got to see herself in the granite. We have the shiniest granite on the block, and I don't get it. If there's one little fingerprint, she's like, oh, freak out mode.
You got two kids.
Everything.
There's going to be fingerprints all over everything.
Maybe that's why she's addicted to it. And then Olive wrote in, which reminds me of my mom. She says, I'm addicted to pickleball. I can't stop playing it. I even watch YouTubes when I'm not playing it. YouTube videos on it.
I want to talk about this pickleball thing.
It's insane, isn't it?
It is, because I've got friends on social media who post stuff about pickleball all the time. Mm-hmm. I've never played. Now, this is it's like small tennis, right?
It's smaller tennis, bigger ping pong.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's in a little, you know, the court's a little squished together. The paddles are a little smaller. And
I'm not knocking it. I just have played, but I know that these people, they're like, oh my God,
my mom
I gotta
get
out.
They go to
pickleball.
They go to pickleball parties, pickleball events.
Yes.
They have their own pickleball paddles.
Why is it called pickleball?
I don't even know. It's a funny little name, isn't it?
I've got to, you know, because obviously when I first heard about it a few years ago, I'm thinking, is it some knucklehead who's out there with like a badminton racket hitting little jerkins back and forth?
God.
I mean,
yes.
Is that what's going on?
You're a little jerkin. Don't be doing that on the pickleball court.
My secret is out.